war seine Position. Also es ist ein bisschen eine andere Position als der reine Pazifismus. Now I say some words in English. I'm sorry, my English is not good enough to be really precise enough, I'm afraid. But my father was not a pacifist in this classical term. When he was a boy, he said, but the Sermon on the Mount tells us to love our enemies, not only to love our neighbors, but our enemies. So we cannot go to war. This is against the gospel. We can't do that. That was his conviction as a boy, as a young man. And then he grew up and he saw that policy, well, that the war happened and that, of course, after the war, both superpowers were building their atomic bombs and that there were huge armament. And then he said, we have to learn to live with the bomb because the bomb is the reality. We cannot just act as if it would not exist. But we have to develop a policy between international policy which would avoid that this bomb leads to a war. And every war should be avoided. Not only avoided, but it should not be possible anymore. And we have to work on that. So we need to have a worldwide domestic policy which creates dependencies so that no one has the interest to fight against the other. That is the idea of the Weltinnenpolitik, of the world domestic policy. And so he was, in a way, he has also been counseling, for instance, Willy Brandt and the SPD government particularly, and he always tried to tell them this kind of insight and not just simply pacifism.